Rex Jones guest hosting the War Room today on the brand new Alex Jones Network. I could not be happier than to be here right now. I'm very honored, grateful, and feeling a little bit lucky they're letting me host the show today. I want to shout out the crew and everyone back there. Thank you so much. We have a phenomenal interview for you guys today. In the second hour, I'm going to be interviewing Joe Kent, who I actually got the chance to meet at the Rage Against the War Machine event in Grand Rapids, Michigan, for the Libertarian Party National Convention that dovetailed with it. So I actually got to meet him and Ivan Ranklin in person, which was very cool. We're going to be talking about that, his views on foreign policy, his views on the generational divide, which are questions that if you follow me and the media that I make and the things that I'm interested in talking about, it's the youth and the elderly. It's kind of, you know, the difference in thinking between the boomers and then you got kind of millennials onward, right? So we're going to be getting into all that. Really looking forward to that. If you guys want to find me on Rumble, that's going to be Gray Area Talks on Rumble. Thank you so much. But yeah, so, you know, I've been thinking a lot about the economy lately because like a lot of you, like all of you, it directly affects me pretty severely. So I'm in the pick and pack shipping business, right? And I'm having to make a decision to downsize right now. And, you know, it's the right decision. It's the rational decision. It means I get to keep my business alive. But on the flip side, you know, I wasn't thinking about downsizing a couple years ago or a year ago when Trump got elected or it looked like Trump was going to be elected. I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about the golden age. I was thinking about the no new wars. I was thinking about, you know, how happy the consumers would be, how happy I would be to spend money and how cheap and available things would have been. But we live in a situation now in the modern era, you know, after February 28th, where all that has kind of become like a distant, hazy dream, you know, like a dream you had a week ago that you, oh, was so amazing, but you kind of lost it. And we've woken up into the bitter reality of what is going on. So after this initial 5-minute segment, I'm going to be getting into Trump's latest statement on the ceasefire, memorandum of understanding, peace agreement, whatever, which is not a peace agreement. We're going to get into why that is and why it's not going to be carried out ultimately, and a lot more. But first off, I want to start by asking you guys a very simple question. How do you feel being an American right now? You know, are you proud of that? Are you proud to be an American citizen? Does your government reflect you and what you want to see happen? Well, I think if you're over the age of 75, you're probably saying it's great. My stock portfolio is amazing. I'm rolling in the millions. I've got the huge house that's appreciating all of it. But, you know, if you're under a certain age demographic, if you didn't get to experiment and play in the market of the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, if you're someone like me that was born in 2002 and graduated high school in 2020, you look at it and you say, well, I never had a chance, right? Because we get hit with COVID. We get hit with inflation. We get hit with Ukraine war and all the spending and further inflation. And now the Iran war and potential World War III, which some would say, and I would agree, has already started to happen. And then you tell us, you tell the younger generation, just suck it up, it'll be fine. Just make yourself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like, this is literally the type of stuff I'm seeing online. So I want to speak to that myself personally just for a second. We live in an unreasonable economy, folks. Some would call it, I would call it a recession. And just because it doesn't impact the most rich, elderly, politically engaged class in the country doesn't mean it doesn't impact everybody else. And even in a country like America, where people, sadly, 54% of them read at a sixth grade level or below, they're starting to wake up. It's starting to really matter to them. The problem with our country over the past 100 years is that domestic policy has eclipsed foreign policy. When foreign policy is our domestic policy, if we do it overseas, we're going to do it to our own people over here. That includes wars. That includes dehumanization. That includes genocide, mass tracking, surveillance grid tracking systems. So it's time for us all to realize that these events aren't consequence-free and they're not contact-free. I mean, look at this as an example. My dad often points it out. You know, post-2001, now into the modern age, we have 15 times the Muslim population in America that we did before 9/11. You know, if it really is, you know, the genocidal mission of, you know, getting rid of all the Muslims or whatever, why do we have more of them over here? And that's just an obvious hypocrisy. I'll be right back. Thank you so much. War Room, Rex Jones.
Most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
You're tuned in to The War Room Live with your host, Rex Jones.
Welcome back to the afternoon transmission, May 29th, 2026. I am your host, Rex Jones, guest hosting The War Room today. Joe Kent coming up in about an hour. Don't want to miss it. Stay right here. We're going to get into the latest from the Dear Leader, which is what I was saying in the last segment. Now, I was pointing out the hypocrisy of some of these things that we're told. Like, for example, this is an 8-week war that's been going on for 47 years. They must not have a nuclear weapon, but we're trying to push them to make a nuclear weapon. All these things just kind of make zero sense. But I want to read the latest from the peace president, because I think this is the 12th or 13th time he said that they have an agreement. So let's go ahead and get that punched up on the screen. I'm going to go ahead and dictate. This is from @RealDonaldTrump, Truth Social. He truthed it out. So that means it's true. Iran must agree that they will never have a nuclear weapon or bomb. The Hormuz Strait must be immediately open. No tolls for unrestricted shipping traffic in both directions. All water mines, bombs, if any, will be terminated. We have removed through detonation numerous such mines with our great underwater minesweepers. Iran will complete the immediate removal or detonation of any mines that are left, which will not be many, let me tell you. Ships caught in the strait due to our amazing and unprecedented naval blockade, which will now be lifted. Okay, all right. Now, that's probably not true, definitely not true. May start the process of heading home. Say hello in all caps to your wives, husbands, parents, and families from me, your favorite president. And resident schizophrenic, unfortunately. The enriched material, sometimes referred to as nuclear dust, he's still on this, he's still obsessed with it, which is buried deep underground with virtually collapsed mountains caused by our powerful B-2 bomber attack 11 months ago sitting on top of it. Okay, so he's saying it's impenetrable, they can never get it, we destroyed it, obliterated, blah, blah, blah. But then we're also going to go in there? What? All right, I'm going to read this to you again. I kind of lost my train of thought there for a second. Our powerful B-2 bomber attack 11 months ago, sitting on top of it, will be unearthed by the United States. Okay, so we got to stop letting him watch Transformers movies. Okay, this sounds like Transformers 4 or Fast and Furious 7. All right, he's staying up too late. He can't be watching these movies. All right, we're going to go in there with Vin Diesel and The Rock and Ludacris, and we're going to be able to dig it out of the ground. All right. Yeah, it's like Colonel McGregor said on Daniel Davis I was watching the other day. We're smoking crack in Washington, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's going on. That's crazy. It will be unearthed by the United States, which is, it is agreed, is the only country along with China with the mechanical capability of doing so. So he's kowtowing to China as he says it. It's totally crazy. With the mechanical capability of doing so in close coordination and conjunction with the Islamic Republic of Iran, plus the International Atomic Energy Agency, and will be destroyed. I'm inserting the will be to make it make sense after I've kind of chopped it up there a little bit. So basically what this is, and I'm going to keep reading the agreement, what this is Trump desperately needing and trying to get a win. Because as Joe Kent says, and we're going to talk about this, I want him to give his impassioned stance on why this needs to happen. Love him, hate him, whatever about Donald Trump. He needs to declare victory and leave immediately. Okay, that's what I thought would have happened at this point, right? But we're not getting that, folks. We're not getting that. So he needs a win somehow, and he's going to consider the win to be the removal of the nuclear dust. Let me tell you, we're going to remove all the nuclear. And it's just, it doesn't mean anything. It's just like when he says he ended transgender for everybody. What does that mean? It's rhetoric. It's emotion and language. It has no actual meaning. It's meant to evoke something in someone to get them to do something that you want. And that's also called magic, and it's not okay. That's the same thing with like repeating something over and over again, like the Iran must not have a nuclear weapon or Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. Iran hasn't wanted a nuclear weapon. They had a fatwa. It's a crime against God, a religious decree since 2004. But they won't tell you that because they think you're stupid and they think you can they can buy you off with propaganda. And the real thing about Trump that we have to ask, the real question about Trump is it Stockholm syndrome? Is he legitimately being threatened? Is he just that evil? Does he just not care? It could be any one of these things. But you know what all those things have in common? You shouldn't be running the government. You shouldn't be running the military. You shouldn't be doing these things if you are criminally insane. All right. And that's what starting an illegal war of aggression is. It's criminally insane. It's even more insane that we didn't do this for our empire. Okay. If Trump wanted to play Emperor Palpatine and Death Star Max, you know, I can disagree with it. I can hate it. I would. That's against my morals and principles. But at least it would be for America. We prioritize the interests of a foreign nation over our own. That is just reality. There's no debating that. There's no arguing that. They took us to war. Rubio said so on March 1st. Israel was going to attack. We feared American soldiers would die in the retaliation. So we had to join in. We only thought it would be 24 to 48 hours. That was the rationale for the 13 dead Americans. Okay. I think that's like 16 and a half gallons of blood. That's what 16 and a half gallons of blood are worth. They're worth nothing. Okay. So this is a very serious matter. And for him, you know, to be kind of dancing around, waddling around, fantasizing about the nuclear dust, to watching Ernest Goes to Prison or whatever, and getting these crazy hijinks ideas, it's not going to work out. And he already has the victory, meaning if he left, he would get the positive response that he wants, right? So it's not actually that complicated. He just needs to GTFO.
You know, they told me the Jedi are a real problem. Let me tell you, we've got to do something about them. They're making plots. They're making schemes. The Jedi must never be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. Let me tell you, it's true.
All right, here's the thing. It would be cooler if you're Darth Sidious. You become Darth Vader. That's the archetype. And that truly is archetype. I'll speak to it in a little bit. And I got News Blitz coming next segment. We got Joe coming up as well. But it is that ethos of the American spirit, that tree of liberty, that Trump embodied temporarily or pretended to embody or partially embodied, whatever you want to say, that he has become the antithesis of, and that is the Anakin Skywalker archetype, the Chosen One archetype, into the Darth Vader archetype. And that is not what I thought I was voting for. Okay, I thought I was voting for somebody like Han Solo, who was like, yeah, you're a smuggler or whatever, but you're a good guy. And that turned out, sadly, regrettably, to not be the case.
You have done well, Lord Vader. Go to the Mustafa system, kill Viceroy Gunray and all the separatist leaders, then your training will be complete, and you will be strong enough in the dark side to save Padme.
I mean, look, Revenge of the Sith is an all-time classic. It's the best Star Wars movie. It's debatable. Episode 5, Navy Empire Strikes Back. Real ones that know ball know that my dad broke it down back in the day. It's all geopolitical. We got little aliens with Chinese accents, all of it. We love it. All right, let me go ahead and get into the news roundup. In that True Social post, Trump made it very clear the enriched material, sometimes referred to as nuclear dust, which is buried deep underground within the collapsed mountains, needs to be removed by us and then destroyed by the IAEA. He also noted that it is agreed that the U.S. is the only country along with China with the mechanical capability, blah, blah, blah. Already read that. As of Thursday, the draft deal described by the White House did not include Iran's agreement to destroy its enriched uranium, despite the president's claims that it would be removed. Of course not, because they're not going to do that. Another thing they're not going to do, another goalpost that's been moved, and it's an IQ test, and I feel bad for the people that don't know this. Every time I see it, I understand it. Pete Hegseth, he's like, if they have that nuclear program, I'm going to send you all off to die. All you little children. I'm going to send you off to die. And I got the clip of that right now. But when an American hears that, they go, oh, Iran has a program to make a nuclear weapon. No, they have a civilian enrichment program, and they're signatories to the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Guess who's not? Israel, as Lindsey Graham would say. I-Z-R-U-L. They're not signatory. They've got nukes. They're going to hit every nation's capital if everyone doesn't stay in line. It's insane. We're all being held hostage. Okay?
This is a very serious matter for people to understand. If we have such an issue with a theocracy abusing its people and threatening people with weapons they may or may not have, just look at what's going on. And that's the key example of the hypocrisy again. And that shows you that we don't really care about any of these things, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about the narrative, right? And until the day comes that it is less profitable to jack off the defense companies than it is to serve the American people, nothing is going to change. And that is precisely why I am so excited about my interview coming up. But I want to show people Pete Hegseth and the attitude that he has, literally saying, well, if they don't agree with our outrageous, made up, ridiculous demands to go to the Disneyland with us or whatever, then I'm going to send you children off to die. Go ahead and play it.
When you do your job, the adversaries know what's coming for them. And that's when they either step up.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to be pretty ADHD about the pausing. Go ahead and restart it again. I want to make a point.
The adversaries know what's coming for them. And that's when they either step up and meet the fury of the American military or back down and you create a whole bunch of options for America.
The adversaries know we're going to use you as a poker chip and bargain away your lives. The adversaries know I'll park you in a military base with no air defense so that you die so the conflict can enlarge.
And it's just like, it doesn't matter how cool you sound when you say it. You're sending them off to their freaking graves, man. Nothing cool about that. Nothing. It's liberal. Liberal, liberal, liberal. Happy fun, la la la, human smuggling, fentanyl deaths, Pete Hegseth. Play the rest of it.
The president with what he wants to execute on behalf of the American people. So right now, hey, Iran has a choice. Meet at the table with the president and give up their nuclear program. And as the president said, I'm lost on time. 2 days ago now, in the cabinet meeting, I'm sitting right next to him. He looks in the camera and says, well, Iran can either do it the right way with a deal across the table, or they can deal with my guy on the left. That happened to be me. But it's not me. It's you guys.
Pause it. So they always tell the truth. I think it was Hunter S. Thompson that said the truth always slips through the cracks, right? It's not me. It's you guys. That's right. Because he's not going to die. He's going to be over here eating chips, drinking, and air conditioning. Okay, you're going to be in the desert on a boat somewhere or in a truck or, you know, manning some missile system or whatever. You're going to die. It ain't going to be him. And that shows you the entire attitude of these people. And I hearken back to 2018 when we were famously banned off Twitter, and Twitter took like 2 weeks longer to ban us than everyone else did, right? But when we were famously banned off Twitter, Trump responded to it publicly and he said, I'm paraphrasing, as long as I'm not banned, it's okay. That is the attitude. As long as I'm not banned, it's okay. As long as I'm not censored. You can be censored, though. That's fine. As long as I don't have to go fight, as long as I don't have to go die, you can go die. That's fine. And they just toss away life's rights, energy, humanity away like it's scraps on their plate. Go ahead and play the last 10 seconds of that again. I want people to hear that.
Or they can deal with my guy on the left. That happened to be me. But it's not me. It's you guys. It's what you're ready to do.
Shameful. Shameful. They're ready to do something. They're ready to defend the country. You're ready to put them in a position where they're going to get killed fighting an illegal war of aggression, Pete. Ain't nothing cool about that. And here's the thing. I'm a total civilian. I'm a businessman. I'm an American patriot. I am what I am. At the same time, like, they'll tell you if you're not a veteran, you're not allowed to criticize this stuff. I say, am I allowed to want those soldiers to live? Am I allowed to want those soldiers to be alive, to breathe air, to have children, to raise their families? Because I believe that. And I believe that the price for their blood should be insanely high. And we should never go to war in the way that we have. He views their blood as cheap paint. And he's willing to use it however he wants, you know, to fill out his canvas, you know, or fill out President Trump's canvas or Netanyahu's or whoever. Right? Ain't nothing patriotic about that, bro. Ain't nothing chill about that, bro. You're not cool. Like, I don't care how many patchwork sleeve tattoos you have. You're not a cool guy. You're sending fellow Americans off to get murdered because you think it's based, because you think we have to build the third temple. He's on video saying this stuff, talking about the third temple, not saying got to go send them off or whatever, but talking about the third temple. We know how these people think, ladies and gentlemen. It has nothing to do with America. It has nothing to do with Christianity. It has nothing to do with our interests. It has to do with the interests of a foreign nation thousands of miles away from us that actively needs us to preserve and expand their empire, also known as the Greater Israel Project. This is a nation that is nuclear capable. This is a nation with an extreme intelligence agency. This is a nation that will ruin anybody's life that criticizes it. This is Israel. And that's the reality. And we shouldn't be living in a reality where the greatest country in the world gets bullied and pushed around by a foreign power. And that's why it's the responsibility of every American, especially the younger Americans, to speak out. Because if you're younger, if you've grown up under the full yoke of empire, if you never knew prosperity, if you never knew peace, if you never knew the love of America, most American children, most Americans under the age of 25 don't even truly know what this country is. Hell, I barely do. Okay? And I've done the studying. I've done the research. How are you supposed to win people like that over to your side when they're incapable of understanding? And of course, they're going to go towards authoritarianism. It's all they've ever known. So when people tell us that talking is not important or doing a show is not important and reaching out is not important, this is the most dangerous job in the world, period. And it's dangerous because if you don't do it, you're the problem. Everyone needs a show. Everyone needs a Substack. Everyone needs to be out there. Everyone needs to be talking about this. This is not a game. This is not just Wally World. This is not just Disneyland. This is not just Universal Studios. We're all walking around like chuds on the Wally spaceship. We live in reality, and reality is going to get a lot worse. And we've had an abundance mindset because we've lived in abundance. We're headed towards famine. We're headed towards slaughter. We're headed towards more war because that is what we are waging across the world. It will come home back to us unless we stop it. And if you are young and you are out there and you hear this message, I'm going to tell you something. Unlike anyone else, I am not a Democrat. I am not a Republican. Neither are you, no matter what you think. You are not a donkey. You're not an elephant. You are a freaking human being. And it's time for all of us that have been victimized, propagandized, dehumanized for the system to wake up and hug each other and to choose love and to choose life. That's what's important, folks. Let's escape the Wally ship together. It's not fun. We don't need to live on it. We got the forests. We got the trees. We got the rivers. We got the oceans. We have all of it. God's creation, God's grace. Life is fiery with its detail. And I'm trying to quote my dad there, but seriously, guys, think about the things humans did for us to get to this point. I'm in a studio communicating with, 100,000 people right now. It's crazy. Try to tell a guy about that 100 years ago about that, his brain would explode, right? So we're living in the future. The future is now, and the future is what we make of it. And the number one thing, beyond any other issue, can all be sorted out later. And people say, that's ridiculous. That won't work. That won't happen. Screw you if you say that. I say we're all anti-war. I say every American is anti-war. I say being anti-war is an American value. No matter how much that's been stripped or tainted or taken away from us, we are an anti-war peace people. We are a peaceful people. We are a people that stand for the Republic, not for the empire. I am not an imperialist. I spit on imperialism. I am a patriot, and I support this country and what this country used to mean, which was a nation for its people, and we've lost that now. Think about the 90s. Think about Bill Clinton for a second.
You know, I'll do the voice for a second. I got a pretty good Bill Clinton impression. Pretty good. Oh, Monica, please don't.
All right. We had a balanced budget. We were not in debt, not even, 35, 40 years ago, however long it was, okay, within the last half century. How did we get to where we're at now? How did this happen? Well, primary causes, Iraq and Afghanistan, folks. That's $6 trillion and then $3 trillion. That's $9 trillion. And then you add Ukraine onto that. You add Israel-Iran war onto that. You add everything else onto that. We're at $10 trillion. So that's where we are, and that's how we got here. And anyone that denies that, anyone that tries to get you spun up on something like, we got to do this, that, the other thing, that's not important. I'm anti-war, bro. I don't care. Who's the most anti-war candidate? I want to support that person right now. Who's that person? Who's that patriot? Who's that American? Because I'm too young to do it. Who's that guy? We're going to be asking more of these questions in the next hour. But I want to go ahead and show this from Sagar. It will take 5+ years to replace 39 days of munitions used in the Iran war. Look at these numbers. What an absolute disaster. Is absolutely correct. Tomahawk missile, estimated use in the Iran war, 1,000 plus, won't have those again until early 2031. Isn't that nice? We look at the Patriot and the Thad. I want you to keep this in mind. The Patriot is like a $3 to $4 million system. The Thad system is like a $12 million to $20 million system. And, oh, spoiler alert, those are all defensive munitions, and they're dependent on the radars, the billion-dollar radars that got blown the F up. So even if we make more of them now, it's a less effective weapons platform. Do you not see? Do you not see how stupid this all is? Do you not see how we have a military based off of a limited offensive capability and not prioritizing sound long-term engagements or defense? That's what we got going on. And it's like the most expensive service in the world. It's just like our healthcare. You know, just like our healthcare system, there's no checks or balances as to how much something can cost, right? And I did a deep dive with Tim Tompkins, my co-host on The Gray Area, where we cover, you know, the cost of like an over-the-shoulder missile went up 15x in 5 years. There's no reason for that. They can get away with it. That's why they do it. That's why they kill people, folks. They kill people, not even out of some grand malevolence, but because they can get away with it. Okay, and that is the grand malevolence, by the way. He's signing bombs. I didn't even see this. Good grief. I mean, this is embarrassing, folks. This is how we're represented on the world stage. This is what people think of us. Not cool, bro. Not cool. Not cool. All right, go ahead and get this up. One of the newest and most surprising elements of the Iran peace draft deal is a proposed investment fund for Iran, reportedly $300 billion. Iran originally framed this as reparations for war damage, which estimates at $300 billion to $1 trillion. The U.S. side is rebranding it as an international, we all call it an investment fund, y'all. It makes us so we don't look weak. It would help facilitate a softer framing that avoids the word reparations. The idea originated with Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, the real secretaries of state, not Marco Rubio, who's kind of like the secretary of Latin America and whatever, who floated promoting Tehran real estate projects and a broader investment vehicle as deal sweeteners. Well, you're going to have to do something. But I don't think these people want to make money with you. I don't think these people want to work with you. I think these people abhor you. And I think you need no further example than Trump Gaza. Okay, the music video for Trump Gaza, that was actually deplorable and sickening and disgusting, right? Where it's AI and it's him and Elon Musk, you know, hanging out on the new Dubai that's built on top of a cemetery. You know, that's pretty bad, but that's pretty much par for the course. You know, I really don't think they like the same people making money off weapons manufacturing trying to make a peace deal with them. I think maybe they don't want to negotiate with those people anymore. Have we thought about that? Have we thought about a sea change? Or does Trump not have a choice and those are his appointed negotiators by somebody else? You know, like, and like I said, even from like a megalomaniacal, that's how you say that word, megalomaniacal standpoint, Emperor Palpatine standpoint, he wouldn't do these things. So you have to ask the question, what is the control element? But we're going to get back into it. I'm going to cover that next segment. As Benjamin Netanyahu says,
well, it's a good thing you sell me weapons, because you sell me weapons, I have to use them and then I have to buy more.
And I'm like, okay, so is it a good thing if I sell you a gun and then you go use that to do something bad? Absolutely not. Same principle applies to war and armed munitions. We are complicit in it by our assent to it. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense, and we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds. He says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. There's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos, and Paul revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, you know, on the bottom. At least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks. that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently. Slashing their throats nonviolently, stabbing ice picks in their heads nonviolently, cutting their heads off nonviolently, ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy, the spirit of resistance and victory, and they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, guide, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over to a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the Spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special deals, special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at thealexjonesstore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Through the airwaves.
Another world.
Doing the best live show on the internet.
His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
My name is Rex Jones, and welcome to the War Room. Welcome back to the first hour. Got a lot I want to cover. We're going to get more into Pete Hegseth. All right, because I think he's a pretty good example of sycophancy, of kind of the minion system that goes on in Washington right now. Who is this guy? What's going on with them? I want to go to the next video here. Pete Hegseth stars as a cartoon pirate. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? It might just be Pete Hegseth. Oh, it's Pete Hegseth stars as cartoon pirate. I forgot to list it as a clip video. My bad. That's on hour one, segment two. I apologize, but I can go ahead and talk about it. So I was just going to get into the bravado around talking about, well, our warfighters do X, Y, Z. Our warfighters are the most powerful. Our warfighters are the greatest. Well, they better be, because you're asking them to go ahead and go over there and go die. And that's just my greater point. Whenever any of these political officials talk about our military, talk about our troops, talk about our armed forces, I find it to be very embarrassing for the country. And, you know, just working at InfoWars all my life now, Alex Jones Network, not even working here, just stepping in, having fun, guest hosting, stepping in. I understand good production value. And the video I'm about to show you, it's endemic of what's going on in Washington, D.C. It probably took them The same cost it took us to build this entire new studio, they probably wasted on this one green screen video. Let's go ahead and play it.
The United States has the greatest military the world has ever known. But not just because we have the best jets, the best ships, and the best weapon system, but because our greatest asset is the American warfighter.
Pause it.
For too long.
Our greatest asset is the American body and how many we can get destroyed, how many we can obliterate, how many we can get shot or blown up in an illegal war of aggression. Ruh. We're going to spend $1.5 trillion, more money ever spent than even on World War II. We're going to spend it in 1 year for the most lethal fighting force. Not cool. Not cool. There's nothing cool about that. It's not based when you post-Trump all blacked out like an alien or whatever, like Slender Man, to try to show that he's hard or whatever. It's not cool to do hard style edits of people dying. Period. Go ahead and play it.
But because our greatest asset is the American warfighter. For too long, Washington has not done enough for the Americans who make our military the most lethal fighting force in history. Under President Trump, that changes right now. This budget is about our people.
Pause it. The budget is about our people. The budget is about the military industrial complex and the foreign wars that we have to fight because people have to keep making money because if the stock market goes down, we're all screwed. And some poor bastard will watch this as a part of a Fox News montage and will believe it. And then they go vote for Ed Yowron. And then we get Thomas Massie out of office. Like That's literally what happens. You know how I knew Massey was going to lose? And I made this prediction live on my show. You know how I knew it was going to happen? I said, ooh, he's putting out a statement directly to Fox News only households. I didn't even realize there was such a thing, but Fox News only. Can you imagine? Okay, I receive probably about, you know, like 1 hour of Fox brain rot a day. And that was because my dad's personal trainer, Patrick, would have it playing in the gym when they would work out in the morning or whatever, because my dad's a news guy and he needs news updates and whatnot. I tried to watch Hannity with my grandparents last week. And they do an ad for the data center. They don't do an ad for a political candidate. They don't do an ad for a political party. They don't do an ad for whatever. It's just, if you don't...
America needs strong data centers to be able to compete with China. Those who don't want American companies to have strong data centers are probably Democrats. Are you a Democrat? I didn't think so. You're watching Fox News. Support data centers today.
Like they're doing an ad for the data center. We have entered Orwell's 1984, but even beyond it, you know, people always say that. But you know, I've read that book, of course. But the book I really remember that really reminds me of what's going on right now is Brave New World. Like, it's much more Brave New World than 1984 because instead of the drug, instead of the soma being a literal drug, the drug is the media. The drug is the television. And that's the funny thing about being a younger person is like, even though we're addicted to screens and we interface with them all day, we're crying out for help. We're like, please get this thing away from me, right? Like young people, they just want to log off. They want to have fun. They want to do real things in the real world. Old people literally just watch the television. And it's not even that they like the shows on there, they like the production on there. It's like a hypnotic system of pharmaceutical ads, military industrial complex stuff, Zionist agenda, blah, blah, blah. Like, how many times have I seen the same commercial, the same 98-year-old woman begging for like relief or whatever? And how many people's great grandmothers have gone, well, I gotta go help her now. And it's like, it's not that lady. That lady's not real. That lady's probably died 10 years ago. And that just goes to the greater point of us not being able to comprehend how ignorant we are. And that's why we're being led like lambs to a slaughter. Go ahead and go back to Pete Hegseth doing just that.
Because let's be honest about the reality on the ground. We ask our troops to leave their families, to deploy and train in the most complex threat environments since World War II. But when they return to duty, they're met with outdated facilities, substandard barracks.
All right, you know we're screwed because they're putting the white people back in the military commercials. That's how you know we're cooked. That's how you know World War III is coming, right? You didn't get Leslie Jones parachuting out of the airplane or whatever. Go ahead and play it again.
Return to duty, they're met with outdated facilities, substandard barracks, and too often straight up hazardous living conditions. On top of that,
Okay, you want to talk about hazardous living conditions? See if you can find this. I know you can't because you're the best crew in the world. See if you can find the soldiers at that base that got bombed talking about there was no air defense and they knew it. See if you can find that. I think you're going to be able to find it. I know that's a confirmed story. So we put American troops in like the most dangerous places imaginable with no means to defend themselves. And they basically they have the Shahid like demonic lawnmower drone. And just what are they supposed to do? Sure, they're brave. Sure, they're American patriots. Sure, they're our soldiers. But ultimately, in that capacity, they're just serving to further your interests because you want more dead as an excuse to invade. You want to say, oh, look how they hurt us. We got to hit them back. And that's what's so sinister about all of this, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead and play it again.
On top of that, before this administration, we had young enlisted families relying on food pantries just to get by. This is, of course, completely unacceptable for the greatest fighting force in the world. Our troops should never be and will never be on food stamps.
Pause. Okay, so they'll never be on food stamps, but they'll be on coffins. You know, 13 of them will be in coffins due to my foreign policy, speaking for Pete Hegseth, because that's what he supports and that's what the president supports. It's what they did. So don't worry about food stamps. They're going to be properly paid. We'll pay them good. We're going to kill them, though. How is that acceptable to people? How do people wake up in a country that does this, that makes, you know, like bad, low effort propaganda and kind of spits in your face about what's going on? They just say, well, I'm just not interested in politics. Well, I just have my hobby. I like to paint ceramics. Well, screw you. Okay, your hobby needs to be being anti-war. Your hobby needs to be your article that you write about this, the video you make about this, the person you're helping make videos about this for, whoever. You got to get involved, okay? This is an info war, okay? It's so much of an info war, they took that name away from us because it's so powerful, okay? And you're involved as well. And I want to tell people right now, if you're out there, if you're a long-term viewer, listener, supporter, you know we have the best supplement products in the entire world. And that's always been the case. I was so proud as a little boy, you know, 11, 12, 13 years old, to work in pick and pack, work in shipping, work in customer service, work in product development, work in label design, to do all these things because we were able to, as an independent media organization, compete and even exceed giant establishment creations. Whether you look at Gawker, Vice, Young Turks, CNN, MSNBC, we eclipsed them all during our prime. We're eclipsing most of them right now. These are organizations which are lost leaders, okay? No one's ever wanted to support them, but they're shoved down all of our throats by billionaires out there. No one's ever shoved InfoWars or the Alex Jones Network down your throat. All we've ever asked you to do is if you like the show and if you want to support the show, then buy the phenomenal products associated with the show, like our phenomenal Ultra Methylene Blue. And to show you, practicing what we preach, I'm going to take it right now. Now, what is methylene blue? I'm going to break this down for you. It's a small molecule based off of nitrogen, chlorine, and sulfur. The chlorine group is what gives it the light scattering capability. That's why it's a medical dye. And the sulfur group donates an electron to your mitochondrial process. All right. It speeds you up through the Krebs cycle. It's a powerful nootropic. It's a powerful metabolic compound ingredient. You name it. Look at this right now. Bioavailable, do sublingual administration, which means I put it under my tongue. That means it gets through the mucosal membrane, gives you that boost, gives you that kick pretty much immediately. However, you're still perfectly fine to just take it straight. This is a phenomenal product. And, you know, I like this product so much, I invented two new products on the alexjonesstore.com, Power Plant and Methyl Drive, to accompany it. Power Plant is an incredible formula. It's got cordyceps mushroom and then golden root, which is also known as Viking root. It's also known as Rhodiola rosea, combined with a male multi-mineral blend. And everything in there synergizes and amplifies the Ultra Methylene Blue. The same with Methyl Drive, which is the classic product. If you're selling supplements, you got to have CoQ10, got to have PQQ. We have the Power Drive Bundle available on thealexjonesstore.com. I highly suggest you check those products out. I took a bit of a big dose there. I was kind of struggling for a second, but I got it down. I got it done. I'm a patriot. Having fun. Thank you guys so much. All right, let's get back into the news. I want to cover this now. This is a clip from 8 days after the war started. This is Trump and Pete Hegseth talking about the school that they claim we didn't blow up, that Iran blew up, that we did blow up, that we actually hit three times, by the way. Go ahead and play that video. That's going to be clip five.
Welcome back. Russia has joined the fight, helping Iran target Americans. The war secretary is talking about it.
Does this put U.S. personnel in any more danger than they otherwise would be?
Well,
the Russian involvement.
No one's putting us in danger. We're putting the other guys in danger. That's our job. So we're not concerned about that. We mitigate it as we need to. Our commanders factor all of this. But the only ones that need to be worried right now are Iranians that think they're going to live.
And the biggest news bulletin of the morning, Iran confirmed in an interview that Russia is helping them.
Are you receiving any help from Russia?
Well, we have a strategic partnership with Russia.
So that's a yes?
And, a military cooperation between Iran and Russia is not something new. It's not a secret. It has been in the past and is still there and will continue in the future.
That's not good. Senator Mike Rounds joins us now. Senator, what should the president do?
Well, first of all, the president is doing what he's supposed to be doing right now. He took the right steps when he decided that this military action was necessary and that this was the right time. But second of all, with regard to Russia, look, they're not doing anything that we don't know about. And the secretary was correct. It's the Iranians that should be worried about this. Our intel is very good. These guys can't do anything without us knowing what's going on. And this is not something new. It's not something that's surprising to anybody that's been following it. One thing that could happen right now, we would love to have approval by the White House for the sanctions bill. I think we've got almost 90 co-sponsors in the United States Senate. I'm one of the co-sponsors. Senator Lindsey Graham has been preparing it now for literally months. We would love at this point.
We got to have the sanctions package. Lindsey Graham loves it. Oh, my gosh. Did it already, or just talk to me in my ear, crew, did it already play the part of Trump and Hegseth in that clip, in that video? I just want to show that really quick, if we can go back to it. No, you're totally good. Basically, Trump and Hegseth says, well, Iran is the only side that intentionally harms civilians. And then Trump says, we think it was Iran. It was probably Iran. They are very inaccurate with their munitions. Why would they blow up their own school on day one of the conflict when the conflict hasn't even started yet? Answer, it's impossible. Go ahead and roll the clip.
Currently investigating.
Still investigating.
But the only side that targets civilians is Iran.
We think it was done by Iran. Because they're very inaccurate.
Pause. Okay, so as Larry Johnson would say, that's a pile of male bovine excrement. Okay, it's pretty much confirmed. It is confirmed based on the imagery of the missiles that was us. Only four nations beside us have access to Tomahawk missiles. Those are Germany, France, Japan, and the UK. Not even Israel has them. Okay? And you can watch the footage of that strike. Go ahead and go back to that cloud of smoke, because people need to see it. People can also see the graves as well. 165 children and their teachers, elementary school teachers and students, brutally murdered in a vicious sneak attack in the initial launch of the war of aggression from the U.S.-Israeli Empire onto Iran. Is that America? Is that the America that you support? To the people out there that are more authoritarian and more imperial-minded, does that make you feel tough? Do you feel like a big boy? Do you think you have big balls just because you think it's okay to murder a bunch of little kids? You know, we know you're trash. We know you're garbage. We know you won't accept that. You know, that's why you got to kill, right? You got to kill to prove you're tough, to prove you're brave, to prove you're whatever. You're all total frauds, because if that was your daughter, if that was your sister, if that was your wife, if you're a teacher or something, right? If that was your relation in any way, you would be bawling and crying your eyes out. Oh, how can this happen? How can this happen to me? You're paying for it over there. Why are you not crying now? I'm crying over it. I'm pissed off about it. If I punch the table, I'll break my hand. Seriously. That's how everyone needs to be about this. This ain't a joke. Go ahead and show that soldier talking about the conditions Hegseth put him in. Go ahead and show that now that we have that available.
Back now with our exclusive interview with a member of the Army's 103rd Sustainment Command, which is based in Iowa. The soldier survived an Iranian drone strike that killed six others and says their unit was unprepared to defend itself. We agreed to conceal the soldier's face and voice. Here's CBS News correspondent Jonah Kaplan.
Photos and video obtained by CBS News reveal the charred aftermath of the deadliest Iranian attack on U.S. forces in 5 weeks of war.
Everything shook, and it's something like what you see in the movies. You know, everything, your ears are ringing. You know, there's dust and smoke everywhere.
This soldier was part of a crew of about 60 troops stationed at the military post in Kuwait hit by the strike. He says his unit's leadership ordered them there despite intelligence showing it was a potential drone target.
We moved closer to Iran, to a deeply unsafe area that was a known target.
So what was the reason that you were told for why you needed to be there?
I don't think there was a good reason ever articulated.
The attack killed six American soldiers.
All right, we're not just going to let this go away. Go back to them. Don't go back to me. Stay back to them. Put my picture in the corner or whatever. Go back to those American soldiers that we lost. Okay, because look how quickly we brush this over. Look how quickly we just don't even notice it anymore. These are people. These are people with families. These are people that would have had futures, would have had lives, all taken away from them. And for what reason? There is no reason. The guy talking, speaking out, the anonymous guy, is like, there's no reason for us to be there. We're just there. We're just there. We're put there. We're told to be there. And ultimately, our job is to get murdered. And he didn't say that last part. I'm saying that last part, but that's the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an abject nightmare and failure type situation. This is like probably the most embarrassing thing that's happened to our country. This entire war, this entire conflict. You can point at the Biden era and you can look at people falling off those planes as we left Afghanistan. At least it was probably our decision to leave Afghanistan. It was not our decision to lose these Americans. These Americans died because Israel needed them to die. Okay? That's why those Americans are dead. That's why they don't have a future. That's why they don't have, you know, time left on this planet. Their time's up. It's Netanyahu's time. Didn't you hear he dodged another corruption trial? Didn't you hear he's got prostate cancer again? But evil people never die and good people die all the time. That is the world. But in the world beyond, of course, we know the rich man and the beggar parable. We know what's going to happen there. And, you know, those children that get bombed to death and torn limb from limb in Gaza, you know, they're going to be in heaven. And Trump and Bibi Netanyahu and Mike Huckabee and all these chuckle buddy types, they're going to be burning in hell. And you know what? That's what I believe. And I don't like to make those types of proclamations about people, but you know, you're co-signing this murder, you're enabling it, you're acting out on it, you're killing all these little kids. I think you're evil. And that's my opinion personally, but I don't know how you don't get to that point at this point. Like once you realize this is a spiritual thing, and it's about seeing people as animals and ultimately as the inferior species and as the computer as the superior species. And we're going to merge with AI and be AI gods like all these people talk about. Once you realize that's really the war, once you realize we got everything and more that we need on this planet to sustain all of our life, we have infinite power, we have infinite food, we have infinite everything. All it would take is cooperation instead of obliteration. Can we just have that? And I'm going to be talking to Joe Ken about that coming up. We're going to be getting into the latest Iran war developments, negotiation developments. I want to ask him about that latest Trump tweet, of course. But I really want to ask him, as someone that has literally the wealth of knowledge and experience and understands the planet and our country at a very deep level, especially administratively at a very high level, what do we do and what does a positive future look like? You know, what is actualizing the youth and empowering the youth and showing the youth that, hey, we can cooperate. We can build a better world. War is hell. I've been there. Not me, but Joe Kent, of course. Like I think if someone comes around and is able to make that case and tell the American youth that we can have victory, we don't have to just live with defeat after defeat after defeat. How about a win? You know, for the Trump administration, we were all told, ourselves at InfoWars, and Joe Ken included, we were all told at various levels, you know, we're all going to come in and get on the big win. You know, it's all the good policy we've ever supported. It's everything we've ever liked. Come on in for the big win. And look what happens, right? The big win is, in fact, serving the people that spat on Trump for the past decade. The big win is actually starting this foreign war. It's not MAGA. It's not America First. Trump just says MAGA is whatever he says it means. MAGA means MIGA, M-I-G-A. These MIGAs are crazy. That is the reality, ladies and gentlemen. These MIGAs have gone insane. So we're doing this reality. We're going to get into it more. I'm going to interview Joe Kent coming up. I want you all to stay here. Going to do a little shout out plug for myself, okay? I want you to go to JonesCBD.com. That's JonesCBD.com. And I want you to check out the amazing blends I've got for you. I've got Dreamwave PM, which is full spectrum CBD, melatonin, and then blue chamomile CO2 extract all combined into one thing together. It's amazing for sublingual absorption. You brush your teeth, wash your mouth out at night, you put it under your tongue, go to sleepy time, wake up in Narnia, and then wake up again feeling refreshed, feeling like a patriot. I've got the amazing Ultra Chill blend as well, which is the specific formula that I developed for my father. It's got ashwagandha and theobromine in it. Of course, theobromine, milder, stronger, longer lasting than caffeine, has a better half-life, all of it in ashwagandha, amazing, lowers cortisol, raises testosterone. I've also got the nano emulsified CBD on there. That means it's water soluble, emulsified in a lectin layer. Any and all of your needs. These products have incredible prices, $37.95 for the Dreamwave. That's a 1,500 milligram CBD tincture. Nobody else is giving you that deal. And the reason why I'm asking you for help is because I'm an American businessman. I'm an American employer. I'm in business. I manufacture. I do pick and pack. I ship. This is not something where somebody reads you a code or whatever. This is what I learned how to do. So if you want to support my ventures and the shows that I'm doing and my future projects, I want you to go to JonesCBD.com and check out if there's anything there that tickles your fancy. But we're going to get back into it. I'm interviewing Joe Kent momentarily. Please stay with us. We're going to get into Candace Owens and Anna Kasparian having a unity moment. We're going to get into Greenblatt and the pagers. We're going to get more into Hegseth. We're going to get more into the data centers. We're going to cover it all today. Thank you for being here on The War Room, hosted by your buddy, Rex Jones. And I'm also live every single morning from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. All right, and that's New American Journal on Rumble. And then I'm live 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. on Thursday and Sunday, and that's Gray Area Talks. That's kind of the marquee show. I'm around. I'm available. I love you. I was live this morning. Please check me out if you're interested. We're going to be right back with Joe Kent.
At midnight, Alex Jones was thrown out and locked out of his InfoWars studio along with his crew after the 8-year-long legal battle trying to shut him down and censor him is coming to a close. And liberal media are celebrating with headlines like this. The lights go out at Alex Jones InfoWars, and InfoWars.com, the domain name, now has a message that just says off air. But these people don't know anything about Alex Jones, because if you just go to alexjoneslive.com, the website looks very similar to the old InfoWars website. And look at there! There is a live feed of his show, the Alex Jones Show, now just not using the InfoWars name, where he is continuing and hasn't missed a beat. If you go to the Apple App Store and the Android App Store and search for AJN Live, you can download the new Alex Jones Live app, where you can still listen to his show streamed live on your phone. Or you can just find and follow Alex Jones on Twitter X, where he still has 4.5 million followers, because despite the lawyer's attempts to try to take his personal account, they failed. And you can see there the live icon around his profile photo shows that he is live streaming the show there on repeat 24/7.
There is a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at alexjoneslive.com. They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back. Stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal.
alexjoneslive.com. The coordinates of freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.